Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 31st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that checks and balances are one of the absolutely fantastic ways that we people can carry forward their legacy. We want to stand in the traditions of our founding fathers for the sacred cause of God, family, and country. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other talk show on the planet like it. We don't back away from talking about God, family, or country. We believe that is the solution, or those are the solutions, to restore the republic peacefully. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. It is what, Halloween Eve? Is that what it is? All right, let's talk about yesterday's recap first. We talked about President Donald Trump campaigns at rally in Illinois following the synagogue shooting. He's talking about peace. He's talking about saving America, making America great, doing a great job. We broke down that whole 1 hour and 11 minute event. Sam creates and promotes pro-life radio commercials. I created another commercial about Donald Trump. We'll play here in a little bit. Donald Trump, he has a rally schedule coming up. Kurt highlighted it. October 31st, he's going to Fort Myers, Florida tonight. November 1st, he'll be in Columbia, Missouri. November 2nd, Huntington, West Virginia. November 3rd, Pensacola, Florida. So what does he got? Back-to-back-to-back-to-back events going on. The Donald is on the campaign trail a big time, to say the least. We're going to try to get the best we can a way to break down a lot of that content for you, because I agree with Kurt. It is valuable to hear not about your president, but from the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world. There's a lot of whatever you want to call it, fake news, misguided or misapplied details of what the president's saying and why he's saying it, etc. And we need to be careful to at least hear from the source. You know, that shouldn't be your only source of information, but it ought to be absolutely one of them. And the mainstream press hates that. They love to be the only source. Don't let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the whole point. We talked about an armed father doing a phenomenal job. He's hanging out in McDonald's in Alabama. And according to the Daily Caller, very few people have this story, but the guy was basically finished eating with his, you know, boys, started to head out, saw some thug come in with a mask on. The thug starts shooting. Father turns around, takes care of business, kills the thug, and stops him. He used his kill me not, ladies and gentlemen, just as the founding fathers wisely predicted and intended. Why is the mainstream press not highlighting that reality check, huh? Because it doesn't support the narrative that they want, which is to disarm the people. But I'm telling you right now, good things happen when good guys have guns. We talked about in hour two, by the way, yesterday's broadcast, still available at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Donald Trump to remove birthright citizenship for children of non-citizens. They say it prompts a constitutional uproar. What about the 14th Amendment, they say? They go on and on and on and on about this. Well, I agree that Congress needs to deal with this issue. I agree the 14th Amendment's very dangerous. Right? It's what makes us all responsible for the national debt and more, right? Yeah, there's a lot to that. But nevertheless, can Donald deal with this short term and say, hey, I'm going to reject this baby anchor citizenship stuff, and I'm going to appeal to Congress for a long-term solution? It's an emergency right now, especially when our border is about to be swarmed with all kinds of illegals that might use that bank or baby anchor reality. I mean, there's whole Chinese communities built. There's funding conduits built to bring people into America, let them have a baby, and then gain anchor baby citizenship. Should we allow that to continue? Donald's on target to bring this up, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump vows to corral migrant caravans into what he calls tent cities pending asylum trials. The concern that I have there is, again, are they going to be on the United States soil? tent cities? Is Joe Arpaio going to be in charge of it? What's going to happen? The Pentagon's deploying over 5,200 troops on the southwestern border to stop migrant caravans. Now, there's a big debate that it might be too expensive. See, the liberals are just out of control. They don't mind us caravanning all around the world, or gallivanting all around the world, if you will, and funding just out of control foreign aid expenditures. But if we want to protect our own border, oh, it's too expensive, they claim. It's out of control, folks. We got to defend America. We got to do so peacefully. We've got to change our laws to protect our nation. That's clear. You know Donald Trump is at least right on target when he's catching so much flack, I can tell you that. The United Nations, quote, says Donald Trump must allow caravan migrants into America. My response is, why? It's illegal, United Nations. Why don't we just pull out of the UN, Donald? Why don't you just shut down funding and say that they, you know what, their seat's not welcome at the table? Caravan migrant admits to previously being deported from the United States for attempted murder. He's trying to get back in the country. This is highlighting the criminal element that Donald Trump speaks of that is part of it. Is it all the immigrants? Of course not. But is it enough of them to bring up serious concern and require appropriate vetting? Without a doubt. Judicial Watch calling for a criminal investigation of George Soros funding behind the caravan. InfoWars with that detail. Utah, believe it or not, is offering to pay public employees to fill their prescriptions in Mexico. An interesting issue when we're talking about the border. We're talking about drugs a lot less expensive. Kurt brought up a great idea. Why don't we just let people buy drugs anywhere? And just, you know, deal with it. Well, the problem is there's too many regulations. Kurt's idea, by the way, spot on. And if we could just reduce all the belligerent regulations they've created surrounding everything relating to our lives, if we could just basically reject the 10,000 commandments and go to the 10 commandments, would simplify our lives and gain critical ground. But that requires the people to be self-governed, doesn't it? Donald Trump should order U.S. military to invade Mexico. Jokes, but maybe she's a little more serious than joking. To invade Mexico. Kirk Crosby says we ought to just annex Mexico. Both of them are making a point that, hey, you know what? Are we going to have a country with borders or not? Do we have a country if there's no borders and no laws that are upheld? If illegal activity and no borders are going to reign supreme by the Democrats' hand, do we have the rule of law in America? If we don't have the rule of law, do we have a sovereign nation? Very valuable, poignant questions to ask, to say the least. The military's obsession with energy drinks is contributing to PTSD, they claim. Wow. There's a report that millions of dollars in food stamps and the dollars that relate to the food stamps are flowing to the terrorists. That's of great concern. We're funding the terrorists. We're funding the migrants. Maybe we ought to get rid of so much government unconstitutional funding. Maybe we ought to not only reduce taxes, but reduce spending. That's one area that Donald's been trying to make a difference in quite a bit, but nobody's paying attention to him. Rand Paul making an incredible difference with his penny plan, too. I mean, a lot of people trying to reduce funding in government, but man, the swamp is so deep. So deep, it's out of control. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is still available free online and all kinds of ways to listen on demand at libertyroundtable.com. While you're there, have the heart to help and donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network to help us grow, would you please? All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use Today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I say Don Lemon and Hillary Clinton are racist, Kurt.
All right.
Have you read about this story or caught up on this? Caught up on the Hillary fiasco?
I think they get a pass, Sam, because she's a woman, and, you know, she didn't win the presidency, therefore she can kind of, you know, say whatever she wants. And she's Hillary, you know, Clinton. Don Lemon's a black guy, so I think he can basically say whatever he wants, right?
Unfortunately, I think your point is right, Kurt. Yeah. And that's kind of my problem with it, is that there's this double standard. They get a pass. They're special privileged swamp monsters, and therefore they get, you know, somehow they're in the protected class. Hillary's a woman, partly. The other thing is Hillary's kind of an elitist and stuff, so she's really above the law, out of reach kind of thing. Don Lemon, again, has his special kind of privilege or whatever. And so your point is sadly well taken. But I find these guys and their comments and the way they behave, I don't mean to use a Hillary Clinton term, Kurt, but I find it deplorable.
Yep.
I mean, I find it unacceptable, not because of their status, but because, you know what? What if I were to say the same things that Hillary says?
That's a great
point. Now, I wouldn't be able to say that, Kurt, to be honest with you. Do you know what Hillary said?
Well, I mean, one of the main things, I don't know. You know,
she
about
joked
the,
and
probably
said.
Probably the most recently one.
Yeah, what's the recent one?
The most, well, at least one of the biggest ones I've heard lately was the whole deal that, hey, we can't really be civil unless we win.
Yeah, that was one that I just can't accept either. I disagree with completely. I think we can be civil. I think we should. And I especially think, you know what, when you're in leadership positions, it's appropriate that you provide wise, careful counsel and that you provide peaceful leadership. That's just me, right?
Right.
But the latest one she said is all black people look alike.
Oh, that's right, yeah. She was talking now, about Booker and Holder.
I couldn't really make a statement like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Good point.
I mean, I guess I could say they all sound alike, but I don't know that I agree with that either. Right?
Yep.
I don't agree with that. They're children of God, and they're as different and as individualistic as everyone else. Yep. Let's talk about it and play our soundbite and more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear. Okay.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
All right, so Hillary's having a conversation with a liberal host. I don't even know who this host is. But anyway, here's their conversation.
What's often called political correctness is politeness. It's not being rude and insulting to people. It's respecting the diversity that we have in our society. So I don't know exactly how to answer that because... You know, the Democratic Party is a much more diverse political party, attracting people who are African-American, Latino, LGBT, whatever the reason why people feel more comfortable where they are taken in, where they are in.
So she kind of makes it sound like, hey, the polite party, the kind party, the accepting party, the big tent party, the love everybody party, the diversity party. It's all about the Democrats, right?
As part of a political movement or party, And I don't think it's politically correct to say we value that. And I don't want to go around insulting people. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. Every immigrant is this. Every African American is that. Every, you know, other person with, you know, different religious beliefs or whatever. You know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's? And you didn't comment on him, and you feel free.
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially? Start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
Now, first off, I know that Hillary's kind of joking, but I don't think you say things like that in the first place. I don't think she was serious. I think she was trying to make her point that, you know what, that's the way the racists behave, and her party doesn't behave that way. So it was kind of a joke to hammer home the point. Here's the problem that I have with it, though, Kurt. I believe this was staged and intentionally done. I believe this was staged and intentionally done. I believe this was pre-planned between her and the host. And I could be wrong, but I say that, Kurt, primarily because how quickly the host dealt with this. Okay, in other words, they all look alike. She responded back, no, they don't. So fast, it seems to me that it was staged, and they wanted to make sure they got it right.
Think about him saying, kick them in the shins, essentially. Start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
So the host makes a mistake and says the wrong person. I don't know if that was legitimate or not, but, you know, it kind of puts Hillary in the front seat for, you know what, I get it right, I'm accurate, I'm not fake news, I'm credible. Okay, but then listen how fast the host responds to the joke.
Yeah, Eric. Oh, Eric, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
See, I mean, that was so fast. If you really heard Hillary Clinton say that, and you're really a liberal, and you're really, you know, offended by all this stuff, you would sit there for a second and go, in your mind, what did she just say? What, Hillary, did you just say they all look alike? Is that what you really said, Hillary? Because I don't agree with you. I think they're children of God and they're individuals. And you know what? We're all created in his image. I agree with that. But you know what? Every child of God is unique and precious and special and an individual. Okay? And so I think this comment is very insensitive by Hillary. But the host responds so fast that I have to believe it's staged. Listen again. And then the audience laughs. But then the host agrees with Hillary and says, well done. Listen again.
Sorry. Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Hold on.
Yeah, Eric, hold on. Yeah. Sorry.
So she's wrong on even the person she's talking about. But then she responds so quickly and then literally doubles down and supports Hillary in her horrible statement. Listen up.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
See, did you hear that? Oh, well done. The crowd loves it. Everybody's a racist. Everybody, you know, all blacks look alike. Hillary's fine as a white racist. But where's the mainstream press to call this out? I'm going to play it one more time and listen carefully how quick the host responds. And she was confused on the person they're even talking about. But then she was so quick on the uptake with this. And then she even said to Hillary, well done. Listen, let's do it one more time.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I know they all look
alike. Hold on. Sorry,
Yeah, Eric, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
There you have it. Kurt, do you want to respond to that? I think it was all staged and intentional.
I don't know what to say other than that, you know, in my opinion, it's just one more example of how there's a double standard. You know, there's one... The one side just gives Hillary a pass for basically doing anything, and of course they want justice, so they want, pretty much the president to pay for, quote, his crimes or whatever, and yet you know, Hillary, all the emails and all the other things that I think she's done, way more. Well, she deserves to be in prison, I believe.
Well, she deserves to be accountable and have a trial, that's for sure. And not a witch trial either. All right. Anyway, I bring this up, though, because...
Well, it would be a witch trial with Hillary in it, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, all I'm telling you, though, is it's interesting to me how quick the how confused the host was on the person, how quick she was on the uptake, and then after that joke, she disagreed with Hillary, but then she said, well done, great joke, and the crowd all laughs and stuff. I don't find it funny. I personally find it offensive, and I don't care if that's said about white people or black people or Asian people or anybody. All right, so now you got this goofball, CNN Don's Lemon. Don Lemon says the biggest terror threat in the country is white men, Kurt.
I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any one group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking that...
Now, here's what's funny. Hillary starts out by saying, I don't mean to, you know, divide or demonize or attack anyone, or, you know, we can't paint this with a broad brush, but then she does just that, and so does Don Lemon. So I believe the talking point is... to start out by saying, you know, we would never paint with such a broad brush. We would never demonize people. We're the kind, loving people. But then they literally double down and do exactly what they say they're not doing. It's interesting. Hillary did it. You just saw it. And now Don Lemon does it.
The biggest terror threat is something else. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border like it's imminent. And when the last time they did this, a couple hundred people came and they, you know, most of them did get into the country. Most of them tired, you know, got tuckered out before they even made it to the border. So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
So we got to stop demonizing people. We can't paint with a broad brush. However, all black people look alike. And it's white men that are the biggest terrorist threat. What do we do about them, Kurt? Says Don Lemon. These people are unhinged. They start out and talk about how we don't want to be this way, but then they double down. I mean, isn't that a demonization of all white people with a broad brush? Isn't that, in my opinion, an attack on all black people saying they all look alike? Both of these comments are extremely offensive, but I believe it's a talking point. I believe it's intentional to start out by saying we're the peaceful guys, would never broad brush demonize anybody, but then they double down and do exactly what they say they're not doing, Kurt, and the media gives both of them a pass. I call them out and say it's wrong.
I agree.
All right, Barbara Streisand, she's going to go ahead. And what is she going to do, Kurt? This is just kind of the talking point they've said forever, too, but they just never do it, right?
That's exactly right, Sam. Yeah.
What is she saying?
She says she says she may move to Canada if the Republicans keep the House. You know, it's a little bit like the Hillary thing where Hillary says, hey, we can only be civil if we win, you know. She was asked, Barbara Streisand, by the way, you know, it's kind of interesting. She's 76 years old and yet she's still, you know, they ask her all of what she thinks. And when Ron Paul was 76, I mean, there was just, he was way too old to be participating in anything, you know, according to them. Anyway, they say that, she says, she's having trouble sleeping at night. Something may change if the Democrats take the House, she said. And the host where she was being interviewed, she says, and if they don't, she says, don't know. I've been thinking about, do I want to move to Canada? I don't know. I'm just so saddened by this thing happening to our country. It's making me fat. I hear what he said now, and I have to go eat pancakes now, and pancakes are very fattening. We make them with healthy flour, though, almond flour, coconut flour, she added. But anyway, President Trump's making Barbara Streisand fat, Sam.
Hey, wow, he sure has power. That's like the anti-diet, the Donald. All right, hang tight, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, that is Spooky Little Girl. Great Halloween song there. I don't give a lot of tribute to Halloween necessarily. It's not my favorite holiday. I like to look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas, a whole lot more Christian and a whole lot more focused. However, I can say you can celebrate Halloween as All Saints Day. You can celebrate Halloween as Resurrection Day. So there is some hope. And, I'm okay with people just having fun and dressing up in appropriate costumes and those things if you do it right. But I'm just not into the blood and guts and gore and supernatural and all that kind of weird stuff. But I do support, you know, families getting together and having a great time virtually any time, because that's what I believe in. Anyway, Barbara Streisand says she might move to Canada if Republicans keep the House. And I'm just saying, hey, why aren't you already gone, Barbara? Why don't you just head right on out, buddy? Don't let the door, you know, hit you on the way out. But really, is Canada just going to import Barbara, Kurt? I mean, is that the policy where anybody can just go to Canada? Because
she's got enough money.
Oh,
she's got enough money, so you know she could pretty much
do whatever she wants.
Wherever she wants, I suppose. But one thing I will say about her that I'm surprised, you know, and it's way down in the story. It says besides it says that she's 76 year old. It did say she refers to the president as the liar-in-chief and the groper-in-chief, but then she says something that, you know, is worthwhile, I think. It says, I just can't stand what's going on, so she's a little upset. And it says, his assault on our democracy, our institutions, our founders, And then she says something really worth it. She says, I think we're in a fight. We're in a war for the soul of America. You know,
sadly, I agree with her.
Yeah, I just don't think she's the leader of the...
Amen. You know, different reasons for agreeing, but she's spot on that we're having a heart and battle for the heart and soul of what we hold dear, of what our founding fathers fought and bled and died and gave their fortunes and their sacred honors for and all these kind of things. And she's right about that battle point, but I would disagree with, I'm sure, what she would, you know, focus on. But look, a lot of folks back in Vietnam, Kurt, didn't want to go to the war, so they left to Canada, and I don't know that they were allowed to be there. So, of course, the rich can do whatever they want. But I would say this, the sooner she goes ahead and moves to Canada and talks about their democracy instead of the one we don't have, the better off we'll be, I think. So, you know, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Now, the liberals are just unhinged, Kurt, and mad. They're going ballistic because I guess Donald Trump is saying that, you know what, the mainstream news or the media is an enemy to the people. And so the liberals are kind of trying to double down and say, all right, well, why don't you tell us which institutions or which media outlets are an enemy of the people, Kurt?
Right.
And they're mad at Donald because he won't tell them. Now, Kurt, do you have any idea why? And this is my opinion, but you know, why do you think that he won't tell them?
I don't know for sure. What do you think?
Well,
in this case,
he's talked about slander and libel laws, and how right now these big corporations are basically protected, and so they can attack you for anything, and they have special privilege before the courts. If you don't believe me, I mean, you had a court in Michigan literally defend a reporter. The reporter said that James Edwards, one of our good friends, our dear family friends, and a fellow talk show host on this network that we proudly syndicate, I might add, the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org, James Edwards joins us once a month to break down issues of importance and highlight the double standard and stand for our godly heritage, etc. Anyway, the bottom line is, this reporter literally called James Edwards a leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
But you know what? It's not the truth. James has never even been involved in the Ku Klux Klan as a member, much less a leader. And so the reporter said that. James sued the reporter and said, you know what? That's libel, slander. You can't do that. In fact, lawyers are articulating that's a case book example. I mean, textbook example. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. This case is a textbook example. Thank you. And but the court just went, nah, it's okay. The company James keeps is bad. And it's kind of Aesop's fable. It's okay. You know, the company you keep is a problem. And they literally say that. And they say, so it doesn't really matter that they said that. It doesn't really matter that it's factually, well, not true. And the reporter claimed it was true without, it doesn't matter about the facts. And James loses. Newspaper wins. So Donald doesn't want to name who, Kurt, because then Donald might be guilty of libel, slander, because the newspapers will get a fair shake. But Donald or you or I won't get a fair shake. Anyway, I created a radio commercial to kind of highlight some of this. You see what I'm talking about? That's just how I roll. I just created it yesterday, by the way. So listen, I'm glad I had a day off from one of those rallies. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, so here's the commercial.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals. I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
There you have it. I think we need to help Donald do this, Kurt, because I think it's out of control. They've literally lied about me. They say that I'm a white supremacist, Kurt. I have never, ever, ever preached that white people are superior or somehow better or somehow God's favorite. Or I have never, and you've been with me, Kurt, for a long time. What, we met back in 91? Something like that, 92 yep. election, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and we've been great family friends ever since. I mean, our children know each other. You know, we've gone on double dates together with our wives and on trips together. I mean, you're with me every single day, literally. Okay, we take a break on Sunday and go to church separately because we live in different areas. But all I'm saying is we're together a ton. We've gone on trips together. You see me in public and private settings. You've literally probably heard almost every single speech I've ever given. Okay, have you ever heard me preach in any way that white people are somehow are superior or that somehow others are less than what I claim them to be, God's children, or somehow there should be a disparity based on pigmentation in one's skin? Or have you ever heard me say and or promote anything of the kind?
Nope.
Okay, never. I'm telling you right now because it isn't true, and it isn't what I believe, and it isn't the way I feel, so I know it isn't true. But see, they literally double down and say, hey, you know what? The president of the United States' son, Donald Trump Jr., appeared on my radio program, and hey, you know what, on a white supremacist show or with a white supremacist host or whatever, right? I'm telling you, it's an absolute slander. It's an absolute libel law or lie that they're violating here. Donald's exactly right on this. I have never preached such doctrine. Now, do I believe that I should be able to celebrate my heritage? You bet I do. Do I believe that the guy next to me that may have different heritage, whatever that may be, should he be able to celebrate his heritage equally with me and my right and privilege to do so? Absolutely. Do I think he's any less than me because I'm shorter than him or he's darker than me or whatever? Absolutely not. We are God's children and we should be equal before God and in the eyes of government in every way. And when I say equal, I don't mean that we're equal. He might be smarter than me. He might be better at basketball than me. He might whatever. I don't know. All I'm saying is when I say equal, I'm talking about equality before the law and equality in terms of, hey, if we keep the commandments of God, we're blessed. And if we don't, we're in trouble. God's no respecter of persons. Right. And so but I've never, ever preached such doctrine. Now you say, well, Sam, what about the company you keep? And my response is, you know what? What about the company that a lot of these other people keep? I mean, Barack Obama's literally hanging out with the Muslim Brotherhood, a group sworn to do harm to the United States of America. And he was the former president of the United States of America. Right? What about the Communist USA Party and this Cortez gal that just became the rock star of the Democrats? Literally, blatantly promoting socialist USA agenda. What about the folks that hang around the abortion mills? What about the company they keep? Anyway, I digress except to say this is just outrageous. But Donald's right. And so the reason Donald will not name specific institutions is because he knows full well that if he does, they'll literally try to prosecute him on it. And he's not going to give them their dream, their hope. He's not stupid. And he's very careful. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt in seconds. Man, have we got a lot of news the networks refuse to use to cover today. This is LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite talk station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133.
Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, here's an example to highlight the point of Donald Trump. This highlights what Donald's talking about without naming names.
By the way, Sam, I think you've analyzed the president's response pretty well, and to point that out is pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I think, but I see it. Why would he name names and then they're like, oh, now you're saying that we're fake news and and now you get this big lawsuit and battle, or oh, we better have the Democrats have an investigation into the Donald. Or I'm just telling you, it just goes right on down the road. So Donald's like, you know what? You guys are criminals. You guys are dishonest. You guys are immoral. You guys are an enemy of the people based on your fake news. But I'm not going to say who because I fall into your trap. We got to work on these libel laws. And I think that commercial that I put together highlights the exact points.
Yep, good point.
And, by the way, what needs to be done about it to some degree.
Yep. Yeah. And then, you talk about this, next story with the rabbi. Now, this is after this shooting last Saturday. And, I guess CNN has a host, or I should say maybe a hostess in this case. Her name is, Allison Camerota. And she was interviewing the rabbi from the synagogue, she was basically trying to get him to say, well, here's what the headline says from Infowars.com. CNN host tries to bait Tree of Life rabbi into blaming Trump for synagogue shooting, fails miserably. Subheadline, rabbi says Trump is welcome at synagogue. And that's pretty much the bottom line. There's some more detail on how she did it, but it's nice he didn't fall for it, and that
I really want to talk about how she did it, because this is kind of highlighting what I said at the start. Hillary starts out by saying, we're the broad, loving, forgiving, big tent party, and we don't want to attack anybody. We don't want to do a broad brush. And then she literally attacks black people, in my opinion. And then Don Lemon does the same thing. He starts out and says, hey, we don't want to, focus on this. By the way, white men are the enemy. They're the terrorists, he says. Okay, so this is similar, isn't it, Kurt? The talking point is, let's start out and say what we don't want, what shouldn't be done, and everybody can agree with what shouldn't be done, but then they double down and do it.
Yeah, the InfoWars piece, and that's what I see so many times. They'll accuse you of a certain thing, and it's the exact same thing they're doing. But anyway, it says, Camerota first tried to bait Myers by asking him if he blamed anyone beyond the gunman for the shooting,
which claimed
the lives of 11 congregants. Yeah.
I don't blame anybody specifically than the person who committed the act. However, I will say, societally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, when we don't teach people about God, and teach people the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, and teach people the unique position of our nation, which is God is the author of our liberty and at the helm, and he sets the commandments and guidelines and rules for mankind, if you will, and not government, And so if we don't teach that, and then if we don't focus on the fundamental unit of society, the family, and teach people that, you know what, we've got to have love. People shouldn't be isolated. The founding of our country was designed on this God, family, and country model. You know, I would blame society, and I would blame the drugs, and I would blame the past the drug companies get, and the past that we, you know, ignore God, and then, you know, hey, women can just make men feel horrible, and then women are treated as sex objects, and then men that can't get women are isolated, and then, you know, all these things, and we ignore these societal realities in which we literally bring people to the brink of no stability in their lives, no trust. They feel like the world's their enemy. We put them on drugs that have side effects to this exact nature of violence and suicide tendencies and everything else. We ignore all this. So I would blame us in society at large saying we have got to turn back to God. We have got to turn away from this violence. We have got to turn to family, the fundamental unit of society, and give people stability and safety and trust. And we've got to turn back to these things that give people hope and give people stability and give people... Anyway, we've been over this a gazillion times on the radio, but the reason that I mention it is because the host is asking a question. And if I was asked that, I would say that. I don't blame anybody for this action, but the individual that committed the horrible act. At the same time, societally speaking, from a broad-based perspective, I would say we as society need to do better to teach God, family, and country. We need to do better to bring people away from the brink of violence and hatred and suicide and anger and all these things. We need to do better at teaching what the Prince of Peace taught us. And so I would, that's how I would respond. The rabbi did a great job, but he responded differently, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam. Yeah, he, you know, basically he says, I don't really voiced blame upon any person. Hate does not know religion, race, creed, political party. It's not a political issue in any way, shape, or form. Hate does not know any of those things. And it's the InfoWars piece continues. It says, not content with Myers refusing to allow her to politicize the tragedy, Camerata asked, what lights the match of hate? He responds, I think you're raising one of those great questions that people far smarter than I can answer. I do recall this. If we look in the Bible, this will probably, you know, makes a CNN lady crazy.
Yeah, but I love it. If we look, and that's why Bible, he's so right on, Kurt, because he's doing exactly what I'm talking about. And I, you know, yeah, what? He's Jewish and I'm not. That's fine, Kurt. But we're working for the same goals, right?
Yeah, he says, if we look at the Bible after the story of the flood, Noah, God regretfully says to Noah, I have learned that man from his youth is prone to evil, which is, you would think, a horrific thing for God to tell us. The message I get from that is, yes, there is the possibility of hate in all people, but there is also the possibility of good, the rabbi added. Refusing to relinquish her Trump derangement syndrome, the InfoWars piece says, Camerata again attempted to push Myers into denouncing the president by asking if Trump would be welcome in his synagogue after the shooting. Myers replied, the president of the United States is always welcome. I am a citizen. He is my president. He is always welcome. Oh, boy.
And see, I think that's exactly right. You know, what has Donald done? You might disagree with him on these things, and that's fine, Kurt, but we need to set aside. Let me give you an example. Who's the worst person you can think of, Kurt, in our society? Can you think of somebody? It's hard, you know. Maybe a Henry Kissinger?
Yeah, you know, the leader of the world global, you know,
whoever, okay,
cabals or
let's
whatever.
Say, you know, Barack, you know, Hussein Obama.
666 guy.
I mean, he literally promoted race tension in America to the nth degree and stuff like that. All right.
Hillary and Bill are a pretty good
Hillary,
combo
Bill. Okay, well, any of these people, you know what? What if they wanted to come to church tomorrow, Kurt? Well, okay, on Sunday. Yeah. And what if they said, you know what? I want to come to your church, Kurt, and stuff like that. Would you welcome them?
Yeah.
Whoa. Kurt, really? The answer is yes, and I agree with Kurt, and I would too. You want to know why, Kurt? You want to know why I would? Let's hear why you would, and then I'll tell you why I would.
I would because I celebrate anybody trying to do better.
Amen. I would because, just like Kurt said, I want to celebrate people trying to do better, but I would say because it's the Christian way. We believe in Christ, and he would teach us to do that. He would basically, you know, help them, give them a chance, give them hope. It is the gospel, the good news of second chances, right? So, you know, I wouldn't be really happy about hanging out with Hillary, but if she wants to come to church with me, I'd let her sit in my row, Kurt. I'd be like, why don't you sit right down here, ma'am, and we can go ahead and have church together. I'd just do that. But okay, so I don't want hostility. I want everyone to do better. I want everyone to see the truth of God, family, and country. And I don't like all these divisions. All right, anyway, CNN host tries to bait Tree of Life rabbi into blaming Trump for synagogue shooting, fails miserably, says Trump is welcome in synagogue. Now, Kurt, we had to go to InfoWars to get this, right?
Well, yeah, and the key thing to remember here, like here in the InfoWars piece, it says, this interview again underscores the fact that CNN is not an impartial network that reports on the news. It tries to invent the news by dressing up partisan hackery as neutral content. Now, I will say this, when you see an article that says, refusing to relinquish her Trump derangement syndrome, that tells you, you know, InfoWars, you know, kind of, I guess you could say, twist on the thing that I agree with, by the way.
Yeah, but it is a twist. Know, now, here's the difference, though.
This idea that, you know, people can be impartial, you know, we report, you decide. It's really not true, Sam.
That's
Everybody's
right.
going to have their biases, their ways they feel about stuff. So, you know, it's silly for people to act like or
well, it's
talk
dishonest.
Like
it's more than silly, but you're right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the difference, though. I agree that InfoWars has their own take, as do we. But we and InfoWars admit we have our agenda. Okay, we say we're conservative, we're constitutional, we're God, family, country. You know, InfoWars, you know, says we have an information war on our minds and stuff like this. And okay, but we articulate that we have an agenda. Okay,
yep.
The difference is these other organizations, and I won't name names either because I don't need to be in a liable slander lawsuit and lose because the courts are on their side and all this stuff, okay? But all I'm saying is, look, Kurt, we admit openly what our agenda is. I'm telling you right now, my agenda is God, family, and country. That's to promote those things and to protect life, liberty, and property. And if something is constitutional, I love it. And if it's not, I hate it. I'm against it. Whatever. Okay, but we clearly articulate where we stand and why. That's not hidden. They kind of act like, listen, we're the news organizations and we're above reproach. And to us, it's not a matter of political opinion or commentary or a viewpoint. It's a matter of who, what, when, where, why in the news. And that's what it requires to be above reproach and to be a journalist. And to, okay, and they go on and on and on about that. And that's why we believe they're so dishonest in their reporting. Okay, now if they come out and say, we're CNN, we're the most liberal network on the planet, we want to promote, you know, communism and socialism and everything else, and that's our agenda. Okay, fine. I'd actually have some respect. Not that I would want them to do those things, but that at least they'd be calling a spade now, right? But why is this host trying to bait the Tree of Life rabbi in the first place into hating Trump? Why is this a hate Trump thing? We should all, in solidarity, feel horrible for the atrocities committed. No, we should pray that there's healing and hope and stability and safety and protection for everyone around us. I don't understand why we'd be divided on this at all. I hope the rabbi and Trump and this host all can see eye to eye to protect life, liberty, and property here, Kurt. I would hope for that, and I'm just the fourth guy kind of on the sidelines watching.
Yep, good point.
Of course, they'll tell you that I'm a racist, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
These people are nuts on parade. I'm telling you that right now, too. All right, hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two coming up. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. We're talking about the sacred cause of liberty. We're grateful to have you along. Hopefully it's educational, a little bit comical. I hope it's entertaining. I hope we raise the bar in terms of treating each other kindly and with love and peace and respect and appreciation. And I hope we can call a spade and we can unite rather than divide. And most importantly, LibertyRoundtable.com. I hope we can take the narrative back from the media and tell the tale of liberty. And most importantly, we hope we can get your help as we grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.